Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on the mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Another wonderful, gloomy day. You know, it seems like here that's all we ever have, and I went online to look it up and said, Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, how many picture-perfect days do we get a year? 120. Yeah, well, we have that to look forward to then. But, you know, this time of year is that kind of weather where we are glad the groundhog saw his shadow and allows us to have a quick spring. But I never really care about the groundhog because that really doesn't measure spring for me. But next week, pitchers and catchers go to camp. And that's when spring really, you know, it springs coming around the corner. But what if the darkness isn't a seasonal thing? What if the darkness is cruelty of the world and sin? What if that darkness is something that penetrates not only our minds but our souls, and there is no hope in 6 weeks that it's going to be gone? A darkness that overpowers one's ability, the desire to continue to live. There was a man who lost a high-powered job and had to declare bankruptcy and was in fear of losing his house, and he did everything he could with the banks to try to save his house, but they foreclosed on him anyways. They foreclosed on his house and could not find a buyer for his house for 5 years. And so when the realtor went to the home to open it to show, they found a skeleton of a man laying on the steps with a gun in one hand and a note. And the note just simply read, "What a cruel, cold, selfish world." You know, this past year, 2019, 44,763 people committed suicide because that darkness could not be dispelled. That darkness penetrated so far and so deeply that despair overcame them. What is this mystery of darkness and despair that is a part of our world? What is this mystery of suffering? How do we rectify it, justify it with God? I think St. Paul gives us the answer in the second reading. And he says this so beautifully. He says, "I come to preach to you the good news, not to give you sublime wisdom, not as if I understand these mysteries," Paul says, "but who I come to preach is Christ crucified. For it is in the suffering, Son of God, that the mystery is overpowered. The mystery of sadness and sin and guilt and darkness. Because Jesus enters on the cross into the greatest hours of darkness, but comes forth as the light of the world in his resurrection." Paul says, "That's what I preach in the face of the world." Jesus tells us, because he was the salt of the earth, because he was the true light of the world, that we, if we are his disciples, must do the same. That we must dip our lives into others to give it flavor, to use our lives to preserve the dignity of every man and woman so that they never come to the point of darkness that overcomes their lives. Jesus asks us to be the light of the world so that they may always see hope, even through the cross. But Jesus asks us to do those things in our own darkness, in our own weakness, and in our own sinfulness, because he knows that when we participate in his gifts, they become ours. That's what Isaiah says in the first reading. It's so beautiful. He says, if you cast away from your presence false accusations, malicious speech, if you bestow your bread upon the poor and shelter those who are in most need, then your gloom, your darkness, your sinfulness will be overpowered by a light like the midday sun. So what does that look like for me and for you? What does it look like for us, even in our own brokenness and our weakness, to become the light and salt of the earth? And this is a true story. This could have taken place easily in our own town or any town in our country. There was a man who suffered from some mental illness, which made it very difficult for him to hold a job. He was employed over and over again to the point where he was no longer employable. And he lived just in this trailer in a trailer park until he could no longer afford it. And he was sent out into the streets. He wandered the streets of his town from homeless shelters to those little motel rooms for safety and shelter. And one day he became very ill, and he had to be taken from one of those little rooms to the hospital. And when the nurse came in and saw him, she saw that he was wearing a crucifix. And she asked him, are you Catholic? And he said, yes. Would you like to see a priest? Yes. So she sent for the chaplain, who was new to the area, but came immediately. And he said to the man, are you Catholic? And he said, yes, Father. He says, would you like me to hear your confession and give you Holy Communion? And the man said, yes, before I go to see Jesus. So the priest heard his confession, anointed him, gave him Holy Communion, and blessed him. And as he was leaving his room, he asked the man, he says, what parish do you belong to? And the man looked at him with questionable eyes. And the priest said, well, where do you worship? Who's your faith community? And then he smiled and he said, oh, my parish. My parish is St. Vincent de Paul. So the chaplain goes home to the pastor in the rectory and said, I just anointed a man. He's near death. I need to contact the parish of St. Vincent de Paul so that he can have a proper funeral. The pastor said, we don't have any parishes in the area under the name of St. Vincent de Paul. We just have a society that tends to the poor. That's what it looks like. That's how we dip our lives into others to give it flavor, to preserve it from that hour of death, and to be a light so that those who need shelter and bread, for those who live in that darkness, can call you parish and call us a faith community. This weekend is World Marriage Day. And I think that when we think of our marriages in context of what God's mission is for us, it makes very clear sense that every marriage should represent the gifts of salt and light to others. A marriage begins by a love that is shared and professed before God. And then it is seen in its image through the fruit of children. And in baptism, it's renewed again and preserved to begin that process so that every family becomes a mission of parish. So what should be our mission this week? Well, it's pretty easy. The 2020 vision we want today is how do we, even in our brokenness, be the light of the world? How even in our dark times, preserve lives of others? So be the light of the world. Be like a candle that gives off light, but quietly at the same time exhausts itself quietly. It's that selfless love that we're called to be when we're the light of the world. Be the salt of the earth. Allow your own lives to dip into others so that they may taste hope. Help them to understand that their lives, even broken like our own, need to be preserved in Christ's love. You know, there's a line in the gospel today, I call them throwaway lines. They're lines that we read, but we never really preach about them or never really think about them because there seems to be a more easy answer to the gospel. And it's when Jesus says, what happens when the salt loses its seasoning? What can it be flavored with? He said it has no use other than be thrown out and trampled underfoot. What Jesus is saying, when the salt is shared as a seasoning into life, it brings life. And when we tend not to do that, it's as if we throw it on the ground and trample it underfoot, killing everything that it comes in contact with. The mission is the difference, my friends, between life and death. So when you come forward to receive Holy Communion this morning, when you come to receive our Lord, ask Him for that gift of inexhaustible, quiet light in others' lives. Ask Him to help you to be the salt that preserves those who are in despair and give them hope. Ask Him to help you to see Him crucified as the mystery that is proclaimed in the resurrection. And I promise I will do the same.